Williams Company is proposing to build a 23-mile-long pipeline that will carry frack gas under New York Harbor. The pipeline would run along the coast of Staten Island and cross the harbor south of Brooklyn to join existing pipelines 4 miles off the Rockaways. On Thursday, a group of activists delivered thousands of signatures calling upon Governor Cuomo to deny a permit for the pipeline. We hear from several speakers.
My name is Laura Schindel. I'm an organizer with Food and Water Watch. We are a coalition of organizations that have come together to stop the Williams Northeast Supply Enhancement Pipeline proposed for New York Harbor. We have come with over 14,000 petition signatures to Governor Cuomo, urging him to use his authority to stop the pipeline. We have a few folks to say a few words about why we're opposed to the pipeline, and a box of petition signatures for you.
Up next is Patrick Houston, who is with New York Community for Change.
There's several reasons why we're opposed to the pipeline, and we can all share some of those reasons. One of, you know, for the communities that we organize in across New York City, many of our members are very vulnerable to the climate crisis. We organize in low-income communities and communities of color, and we've seen after Hurricane Sandy, many of those members having been badly impacted from the storm. One member who nearly lost her mortgage on her home after Hurricane Sandy, and the home almost went into foreclosure. Another member who continually experiences flooding in her basement and has to pay for expensive pumps to pump this water out. Another member, a tree fell in her home, and they had to evacuate that night. And many others. So the storm is very real, and 6 years later, after Hurricane Sandy, the storm that was fueled by the climate crisis, many of these members, like so many people across the city of New York, are still being impacted. And so we're very concerned that this Williams pipeline, the Northeast Supply Enhancement Pipeline, is going to exacerbate the climate crisis. It's going to be transporting gas. We know that gas is not a bridge fuel, that it emits, gas is methane and is much more potent in the first 20 years than oil. And so we cannot be looking to gas as a bridge fuel. It only perpetuates the climate crisis. And so many New Yorkers, like many of our members, can't have that. And so there are many other reasons why we're concerned about this pipeline.
Sarah Gronum is with 350 Brooklyn.
I'm from 350 Brooklyn. We know that right now Governor Cuomo is awaiting a report from his own Department of Environmental Conservation. They are taking this very seriously, for which we commend them. We are now in a comment period. They will hear many, many comments from all of our members and the public that's affected across Staten Island, Brooklyn, and the Rockaways in particular. Very concerned about marine life and the effect of this dramatic dredging that will take place to put in this pipeline. Very concerned about toxins that will be churned up in the water from the seabed. Very concerned about the shoreline that will be ruined by this. And we have every expectation that the DEC will show Governor Cuomo that this is a bad project for New York State.
We hear next from Kim Frazek of the Same Energy Project.
I'm the director of Same Energy Project based in New York City. This pipeline not only runs right past my mother's house in Pennsylvania, where it originates, where fracking is poisoning people's water, so much so that I know people that can't bathe their children or drink their water in their own house. But additionally, we don't need this extra pipeline. The Williams Company is telling the public and telling our Public Service Commission and telling residents and administration of New York City that we need this extra gas when in fact we don't. They are looking for a place to stockpile their product in order to dump their product on the domestic market here. We do know that they are increasing, this pipeline would increase the gas 64% more than we actually need in New York City, when we should be also moving to geothermal and air source heat pumps, solar. We have a giant wind farm coming in, beneficial electrification. We have the solutions right now to do this, and we, in order to, see Governor Cuomo's Green New Deal, as he likes to say, we need to know that this is going to be his first test. This pipeline, this fracked gas pipeline, the Williams NESE pipeline, is Governor Cuomo's first test to see how serious he is taking the Green New Deal.
Williams pipeline, Cuomo, stop. The 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 Williams pipeline.
My name is Laura Schindel. I'm an organizer with Food and Water Watch.
And the reason why groups are gathered here today to ask the governor to stop the Williams pipeline, what is the Williams pipeline?
So the Williams Energy Company has proposed to build a 23-mile-long fracked gas pipeline through New York Harbor. It would go along the coast of Staten Island, the Brooklyn beaches, and the Rockaways. To transport fracked gas from Pennsylvania into New York.
And you don't like fracked gas?
No. In short, no. Not only does fracked gas contribute to the very harmful process of fracking in Pennsylvania, but here in New York, it ties us to fossil fuels at a time when the science shows we need to very swiftly move to renewable energy to stave off the worst impacts of climate change. But there's other reasons the pipeline would be harmful to New York aside from climate. The construction of the pipeline would require trenching under the seabed. It's a former industrial area, so there's toxins that lay dormant, PCBs, lead, arsenic. And churning up all of those toxins in the construction would harm recovering marine life and impact beachgoers. The cost of building the pipeline would also be of nearly $1 billion would be passed on to ratepayers. And these communities along the coasts are the same communities that were most severely impacted by Superstorm Sandy, a superstorm that was fueled by our climate crisis. So to build more fossil fuels that intensify climate change in the backyard of the people who are suffering the most immediately from climate change is just really egregious. So we're here because Governor Cuomo has the authority to stop the project. So we have delivered over 14,000 signatures here today to Governor Cuomo, asking him to use his authority to stop the Williams pipeline because we need renewable energy and not more fracked gas.
You know, the governor has come out, of course, in favor of a Green New Deal. He says he wants to move away from fossil fuels. How has he been so far on either the Williams pipeline or in new gas pipelines in general?
Well, we consider the Williams pipeline Cuomo's first test to see if his announcement of wanting a Green New Deal for New York is genuine. His administration denied a permit for the Williams pipeline last year, but without prejudice, meaning that they were welcome to reapply, which they did. The application, they said, was essentially incomplete. So since his Green New Deal announcement, he's been untested, and so that's why we're calling on him to stop the Williams pipeline. This will be the first decision on a fracked gas infrastructure proposal in New York State that he'll have the opportunity to deny post his Green New Deal announcement.
If people want to find out more about the Williams pipeline and the fight, how best can they do that?
We've got a website, stopthewilliamspipeline.org. Folks should visit that. And there's also Cuomo's Department of Environmental Conservation is currently accepting public comments on the pipeline proposal from now until March 1st. So directions on how to submit comments are at that website, stopthewilliamspipeline.org. And if you're into social media, we are on Facebook, Twitter, so you can follow us on social media as well.
Thank you, Laura. This has been Mark Dunley with Hudson Mohawk Magazine.